Yeah. Just a few rules and the laws of Kibud Av V'Em. We're finishing up some of the laws regarding calling the father by his name, which Shulchan Aruch puts under the category of Morah, of fearing one's father. The first question we discuss is when one signs his name. For example, sometimes in a ketubah, so he signs his name by saying his name, the son of his father. So he's mentioning his father's name, Eliyahu ben Yosef. Does he have to write ben Rabbi Yosef or Avi Yosef? Or to put the Rashi Tevot, Abi Umori, Ateret Roshi, to give a title to your father, just like we cannot call our father directly by his name. So the question is, when we're signing our name, do we have to be concerned as well? The Ben Ish Chai, Parashat Shofetim, clearly writes, one does not have to be careful. Ketiva is not like Dibur. Therefore, when one is addressing his father, of course he has to say Avi, or father. But when he's writing it, he does not have to mention it. And therefore he could write Eliyahu ben Yosef. And there's no issue regarding that. There's another case regarding Shemot that must be discussed. We learned in a previous daily halakha, and maybe this is a separate daily halakha from the halakha that we just mentioned, that one is not allowed to call his father's name if it's a common name in front of his father, even though he's addressing somebody else. So if his father's name is Yosef, and there's somebody else in the room that's called Yosef, one would not be allowed to call that other Yosef in front of his father. So, the question that becomes very practical in our community is when we name our children after our parents. And it's Baruch Hashem quite common that we're always together. Ken Yirbu. And during Seudot, we have a father, the son, and the grandson sitting together, three generations. And it's very common that the father will call his son who has the same name of his father. And that would run into this problem of what the Shulchan Aruch talked about, calling somebody else the same name in front of the father. It's a halakhic question. The problems that we have with it, well, some will say, there's an easy solution. Just ask your father for mechila, and let him waive the rule. And in a lot of cases, it's permissible for the father to be mohel. Only issue is, not everybody says that this halakha is subject to mechila. If you put it under the category of morah, and by calling your father's name in front of him is a zilzul, is a degradation, so mechila might not help, only for things that are kavod, but not for degradation, for zilzul. But some poskim say mechila helps. So that would be one option, to just let the father be mohel and say, it doesn't bother me. But the poskim do point out, Petresh Teshuvah, that all mechila does is it saves you from punishment, but it doesn't give you the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. So true, you bypass it, but you're not getting reward for anything. Another option would be that the poskim say, is that you would change the name of your son, or in front of your father, you call him son, junior, sonny boy, or you change his name a little. Abraham becomes Avi, Yosef becomes Yos, etc. Where you put a little change in order that you don't use the same name in front of the father. Now, what are you gaining from that? Now, at least you're getting to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av. You're not getting a mechila. You're able to actually, you know, adjust it. And that's what Hakam Yitzhak writes. V'mahamir likro libno akatan b'shem kitzuri. You know, a nickname or a short version of it. V'fnei aviv tavo ala beracha. For the reason, sheyesh omrim shelo mo'ilam mechila ledin mora. Some say that mechila doesn't help in such a case. It should be pointed out that at the Brit Milah, where you have the father or the grandfather is a sandak, and the son was the Abiyah bin, a lot of times they name the child the name of the father. Sometimes it's exact. You know, Eliyahu ben Yosef, that's the exact name of the father. And, you know, especially if it's the firstborn, so his firstborn is going to be exactly the name of the father. So here again you have an issue. You're naming, you're calling somebody the name in front of the father. Acham ben Sion was concerned about this enough to say that you shouldn't do it. Let somebody else, you know, name the name, and you shouldn't do it in front of your father. Although Acham Yitzhak, in his language, he writes, "V'ze pele, shakol yodim shekorim l'tinok ze al shem ha'av davka b'pnei shemechabedim et ha'av." Nobody thinks that you're calling the father at that point. They know you're naming the child, and you're naming the child after the father for respect. And the father's there, and the father wants it, and the father's happy about it. And hakol yodim she'av amachriz al Hashem beno eno mitkaven nekro la'abiv. Nobody thinks he's calling his father at that time. And it's not worse than reading Tanakh, that we said if you're reading Tanakh and you read Vayomer Yosef, it's okay because nobody thinks you're calling your father. They know you're reading Tanakh. And even if there are other people there, it's Pashut that everybody knows this. This is the Minhag. Especially it's a prayer when you're naming the baby. And in Tefillot, we said there's no problem to mention the name anyway without any to'arim. In prayer, we don't mention any to'arim. So therefore, the Ma'asei writes, Be'et, She'at kore'e shem debno b'shat ha'mila, Be'koro al shem ha'saba, Mutalo lazkir et shemo belo shum to'ar. You don't have to add any preludes to the name. Ve'av shem mazkir shem aviv b'fanav, שיש בכך כבוד לאביו שקוראים הנכד על שמו ובוודאי האב מוחל ושמח על כך.